It's time for Kid Lit, book reviews by kids who love to read books.
I'm Logan, here to tell you about Wonder Woman at Superhero High, a book for young readers written by Lisa Yi. Wonder Woman at Superhero High by Lisa Yi takes place, unsurprisingly, at Superhero High, which is a high school for young superheroes. It is basically a typical high school, except for the fact that they are superheroes who are pretty much just meeting each other. At the end, we meet Supergirl. She isn't mentioned through the rest of the book, though. The book was fun, and even though I'm not really big on superheroes, I was surprised I was interested in it. I liked it because it offered some backstory on some of the evilest villains and best superheroes of all time. For example, it offers backstory on Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, like Harlequin, get it? Wonder Woman? And there's also Beast Boy, which is interesting, I have to admit. Some of the villains I've mentioned aren't completely out of their gourds yet, which means crazy if you don't really know. My favorite character was Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy is really interesting because the book tells us how exactly she got to be so talented with plants. P.S. She loves plants from the start. After finishing the book, I couldn't remember very much of the story that was woven in with all the backstories. The backstories are the best part of the book. I would recommend this book for anyone who is interested in superheroes or is interested in learning the backstory of the superheroes. Even though it takes place in the high school, I would recommend this book for grades 2 through 7. Although it's totally fine if someone in a higher grade wants to read it. The book is interesting and I want to read more. If there was a sequel, I would totally want. But overall, it was kind of meh. This has been Logan with a review of Wonder Woman at Superhero High by Lisa Yi. Thanks for listening!
Kid Lit is a collaboration between The Pea Green Boat and The Right Question. It's produced by Annie Gard and Cherie Newman. You'll find more book reviews for kids at The Right Question blog, mtpr.org/twq.